Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he!
SpongeBob SquarePants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish,
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Then drop on the deck and flop like a fish!
Dinner time. Time to eat.
I'm gonna eat, yeah. Yummy, yummy, 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 chicken,
yeah.
In my tummy, party, party,
yeah.
In my tummy, cheese,
yeah.
In my tummy, party, party!
Yeah!
In my tummy, juice!
Yeah! Why are you sad?
We want to go to the party. The party in your tummy.
Carrots want to go to the party in my tummy?
Yeah!
Oh, well, do green beans want to go to the party in my tummy?
Yeah!
Okay, let's go! Carrots!
Yeah!
In my tummy, party, party!
Yeah!
In my tummy, green beans!
Yeah!
In my tummy, party, party!
Yeah!
In my tummy, there's a party in my tummy!
So yummy, so yummy!
Now there's a party in my tummy!
So yummy, so yummy!
Now there's a party in my tummy!
So yummy, so yummy!
So there's a party in my tummy!
So yummy, so yummy!
Now there's a party in my tummy!
So yummy, so yummy!
Now there's a party in my tummy!
So yummy,
yummy, yummy! I love the party in my tummy!
Yeah! Woo-hoo! I love it!
And you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is the Onomatopoeia Show, where we talk about all graphic arts all the time. And that was Party in My Tummy, if you couldn't figure it out. And it was sung by Broby. And it's my new favorite show in the whole entire world. It's called Yo Gabba Gabba. And I'm so in love with it. And, you know, the thing is people who have ever listened to my show, they should know that I work with kids. And this show is totally for kids, but it's so amazing because it's like, it's one of those things where like all these cool people are having kids. And so they're making these really awesome kids shows. So this show, Yo Gabba Gabba, it sounds like The Ramones, yes. Well, it's kind of like The Ramones when you think about it. All the songs are pretty short and very repetitive, and they have a lot of ska. They have the Aquabats. I was just watching the Agrolites on there singing about bananas. And most excitedly for me, if I can say that, I was just really excited when I found, because the thing is, okay, a couple weeks ago, I was trying to get my kids into ska, and I was like playing all this other ska, and they really liked like My Boy Lollipop and stuff like that. And so I finally got into Yo Gabba Gabba because I got a book, and the book was called Party in My Tummy, and I saw all this. I was like, this is really cool, and so I have to check it out. And when I was doing like looking for extra stuff on Yo Gabba Gabba, I discovered that Alec Desert of Hepcat has done a cleanup song on Yo Gabba Gabba. So like, it's awesome. They talk about sharing and how breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Okay, and like the whole premise is kind of weird. Like, okay, first of all, so, like, there's this character guy, his name is DJ Lance Rock, and he's, like, really tall and skinny and goofy looking, and he wears, like, this orange suit and a fuzzy orange hat, and he does, like, really elaborate arm and leg movements, and there's lots of dancing in Yo Gabba Gabba, so it's awesome. Anyway, okay, I'm, like, totally blubbering on and on. Anyways, the whole show is not about Yo Gabba Gabba. Today's show is like a mishmash of stuff because I was really busy this week. And so I decided since last week I did something really stupid and went and spent like $300 on comics, I should tell you about some of the comics I got. But first, we're still going to talk about Yo Gabba Gabba. I don't care what you say because it's awesome. And we're going to play a lot of music too because, yeah, I don't know if I have enough talk to talk about. But okay, so Yo Gabba Gabba. All right. Okay, so the songs are kind of repetitive. I think I mentioned that because it's for little kids, like really little kids. Oh yeah, that's what I needed to tell you about the set. Okay. If you can't tell, I'm so into this show. Guillaume was right. I was kind of hungover, and then I started watching Yo Gabba Gabba, and I felt much better. And there was like a song about waiting your turn in line, and I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna be singing this all night so that I can sing it tomorrow at work and make them wait their turn in line. It's so valuable lesson for 2-year-olds to learn. Okay, so the set is this guy, and he has like these little toys, right? And they're characters in the show, and he puts the little toys on like his set, and the sets are like the 4 different seasons, and there are lots of color. And the characters are kind of like Muppets in a sense, like Big Bird is a Muppet. You know how like it's a person in a suit or like Barney, but the suit is like these bizarro creatures. So one of the guys is Muno, and he's like red, and he's a cyclops, and he's got bumps. And then there's Broby, who sang Party in My Tummy, and he's like dark green and light green and fuzzy, and he's got like big mouth and eyes, and he's got goofy kind of sock looking hands. And then there's Plex, who's like a yellow robot, and there's Tootie, she's like this blue, I don't know, she kind of looks like a blue Tasmanian devil. And then there's Fufa, and she's like this pink sort of, her head's like a teardrop shape, and her body's like a teardrop shape, but she's pink, and she's got arms and legs and stuff. And she's really sweet. She likes flowers. What's her name? Tootie likes to run in circles, and Broby likes to dance, and Muno likes noodles. So it's really cute. But it's, to me, what's kind of bizarre about it is the fact that they all live in that little set where he's put this guy, DJ Lance Rock, has put these characters in, and they come alive and they dance. And, you know, the music is awesome. Like, it's all like sort of break dancing computer animation ska music. Like, it's excellent. And then there's like, they do exercise, like a lot of jumping and dancing and stuff. And it's educational. They talk about how to make lemonade. But the thing is this guy is like this sort of godlike character with these other actor people in their suits. It's a really strange show, but it's totally awesome, and I can't get enough of it. Like, they did this other part which was called Super Robot Martian Girl, and it was like a comic that Broby was reading, but it was like totally illustrated like a Dan Clowes comic. It was really bizarre. It was like I was watching Ghost World like in the comic, and it was a comic. Like, that's the other thing, like it goes into the comic and then it becomes an animated thing. But yeah, oh, so there's just the bright colors and everything. I was like, I'm so into it. Like, they have real kids dancing, and you know, it's really simple and repetitive, so little kids, like really little kids, can really get into it. And it's just, you know, like, they did one bit about listen to the sounds, another bit on making lemonade. It was like a song too. They do a recap at the end of each episode, so you know what's going on. And then they had another part which was like cool tricks the kids do. So like, it's really positive and fun and upbeat, but the music, I'm so excited that they have these people contributing to the show. I think Yo Gabba Gabba is the coolest thing since sliced bread. Like, please just go, you know, I want to go buy the DVD and just give it to everybody I know. It's so amazing. So we're going to play some more music from Yo Gabba Gabba. We're going to play the Pick It Up song by Alex Desert of Hepcat, and I'm so excited because it's been so long since I listened to Hepcat. We're going to also play the Share song from the Aquabats. After that, we're going to talk some more about comics and have some more music. Maybe, I think we'll play some Kings of Convenience. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is the Onomatopoeia Show, where we talk about all graphic arts all the time, and I think it's time to pick it up.
It's Dad! He can't come in!
What a mess, what a mess, what a mess. What a mess, what a mess, what a mess.
Young boy and young girl, what have you done? Your room, it is a mess. There are clothes everywhere, on the floor, on the dresser. There's a roller skate in the corner. What do you want me to do? Hurt myself? We can't have that. We can't have that. What I want you to do is clean this up right now. I want you to
pick it up, 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 pick it up.
Come on, people, let's clean it up
right now.
But we can't clean unless we pick it up.
Pick it up, 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 pick it up.
Now that is what I like to see. A room so clean. Floors I can eat off of them. Not that I would. You can go outside and play with your friends, ride your bikes, even watch TV. I don't mind as long as you keep your room clean. And remember, when in doubt,
pick it up, 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 pick it up.
No more mess, no more mess, no more mess.
Yes.
No more mess, no more mess, no more mess. So pick it up.
Tune in, crank it up, and throw the horns. Join me, the Zombie Boy, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. to hear the best in classic hard rock and old school metal. On your feet or on your knees for the almighty riff. Sunday, 6 to 8 p.m., only on CJLO 1690 AM.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is the Onomatopoeia Show, where we talk about all graphic arts all the time. And that was the Aquabats from the Yo Gabba Gabba soundtrack. And the song was Sharing, because sharing is fair, or share is fair is the good rhyme. But just so you know, I'm sure you guys all know that. Come on. Anyways. And prior to that, we had Pick It Up with Alex Desert from Hapcat. And I can't wait to play that in my class. It's going to be awesome. They're going to listen and they're going to clean. It'll be so much fun. No. Anyways, you guys have no idea what I'm talking about. You've never been in a classroom with two-year-olds trying to get them to clean up. They love the song, the clean-up song, but they never do it. And so you spend a lot of time picking up after two-year-olds. Anyways, we're going to talk about some comics. I swear to God we are. I went to Cheap Thrills because that's a great store. It has like lots of neat stuff that I like to buy. And what I got at Cheap Thrills is they had these old-time comics, the Best in America's Comic Strip Pass. And I was going there to pawn off some CDs, actually, because I didn't want them anymore. And I saw these things, and to me, they're not the best reprints of the old-time comics ever, but it's good enough, and it was a cheap price. And here I have some comics from 1929. We've got Barney Google and Spark Plug. And we've got some Boots and Her Buddies, also 1928. These things were put together in the 70s, specifically when I was born, 1975. And they were put together in Northampton, or New Hampton. Hampshire? I don't know. It says NH. I'm not really quite sure where in the States that is. But I just love these because to me it's a little tiny bit of comic history. And there's the Cats and Jammer Kids, and there's Joe Palooka and Percy and Fergie. There's some color stuff, which is really great. And it's weird, you know, because the comics from the 20s and 30s really have a distinct style. You can easily tell that that's where they're from. But I love it. I love the history of comics. Comics are so young. It's so neat. I love it. Okay, anyways. So old-time comics. I don't know if they're ever going to get any more. That was like a definite treasure that you only find in like used book stores and CD stores and stuff. So I feel very lucky to have these little bits of comic history. We can talk some more about comics, but we're going to go to the Kings of Convenience first. I've really been listening to these guys a lot. And actually, you know, I don't really participate in a lot of these silly things that go around on Facebook, but I was at home and I was sort of procrastinating. And my friends sent me this one where it was like, you pick a band or an artist that you like, and then they ask you 15 questions, and then you answer the questions with the titles of the band's songs. And it was kind of absurd, but a lot of fun. And so I did mine with the Kings of Convenience. It's kind of neat. And yeah, so I've been listening to them way too much lately. Anyways, I have to share them with you. So, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. The video for this song is so awesome. Go to YouTube and watch it. The Kings of Convenience, I'd Rather Dance With You. It's the most adorable thing I've ever seen, and I've watched it a billion times now. But hopefully you like the song enough to go check it out. They put out 2 albums and they're not around anymore, which is really sad. And they're from Norway, I believe. And they also, I'm not going to play it, but they do a cover of Manhattan Skyline by A-ha. And I'm a really big A-ha fan. And I used to be really kind of ashamed of it, but now it's kind of cool. Everybody looks 80s again. But yeah, I was like, that was like the first tape I ever bought. But I'm not going to play that song. I'm going to play I'd Rather Dance With You. I'm going to play Miss Red. I'm going to play Love Is No Big Truth. I'm going to play Know How. And I'm going to play Little Kids. And you're listening to CJLO. This is the Kings of Convenience.
I'd rather dance with you than talk with you. So why don't we just move into the other room? A space for us to shake and you said, I doubt my reply would be interesting for you to hear, because I haven't read a single book of yours, and the only film I saw, I didn't like it at all. Increases the chance of misinterpretation. So let your hips do the talking.
I'd rather dance and talk with you. get along. Please do not expect me to wrap it up and keep it there. The observation I'm doing could easily be understood. A cynical demeanor, but one of us misread. What do you know? It happened again. A friend is not a means you utilize to get somewhere. Somehow didn't notice friendship is an end. What do you know? It happened again.
Thank you. little kids playing in the park downtown. Someone stands watching from the side of the ground. I'm following my shadow, so I cross the street. Car passing stereo, I like the beat.
Listen to CJello 1690 AM. This is the Onomatopoeia Show, where we talk about all graphic arts all the time. And that was Little Kids by Kings of Convenience from their Quiet is the New Loud album. Prior to that, we heard Love is No Big Truth, Misread, and I'd Rather Dance with You from Riot on an Empty Street, also Kings of the Convenience, or Kings of Convenience. Anyways, unfortunately, they're not around anymore. I mean, they're still alive and stuff, but the group is not together. And that makes me sad, because it's so pretty listening to that stuff. And like, when I had to do all that writing, it was so soothing. I tried, you know, I was doing all that writing and I was listening to Eclectricity, which is a show on CJLO from 6 to 8 on Saturdays. And I had such a hard time writing. I was like, I want to get up and dance. So then I put on Kings of Convenience and it really helps, you know, stir those brain cells. Anyways, some more stuff on comics. Let's see. The night before, I watched Wanted, finally. Wanted is based on a comic book by Mark Miller, illustrated by the incomparable J.G. Jones. And, you know, when that movie came out, I was so psyched. I was like, okay, I don't know how they're going to do it, but this comic is amazing, and I can't wait to see how they do it. But, you know, it's weird what they chose to take from the movie or from the comic and what they didn't take, because a lot of it's really questionable. And so instead of this group of supervillains who have killed off all the superheroes and now rule the entire world, like the comic, Wanted is about a group of super assassins. But they kept the intro and they kind of kept the outro, which is really bizarre. Anyways, I thought it would be absolutely terrible, but as an action movie, it wasn't so bad. And it's, you know, whatever. As long as you kind of look at it as a separate entity versus the comic book, you might actually enjoy it a little. There's some really neat special effects, and you know, there's good moments where he gets to, you know, tell his boss to get lost in more colorful language. So it's, you know, it wasn't so bad. It was better than Twilight. Like I watched that last week too, just to see what all the fuss was about, because I like to be in the know. And yeah, I'll tell you, Wanted is better than Twilight. Although, watching Wanted, I kept wondering when Angelina Jolie's bones were going to snap, because she's so deadly skinny in that movie. Let's talk about comics, real comics. I've bought many recently, so I need to share. I need to. Let's see. The new issue of Toy Fair came out, last month, and there are some pretty cool stuff. Not a lot of cool stuff, but some neat stuff. Like, first of all, they're doing like this retro Star Trek bridge playset, which I think is really cool, and I hope they do it for Star Wars too, because it's like one of those little plastic things where you put your toys in and then you can like snap it shut, but also when you open it up, it's like the bridge, and it's so plasticky, it's so 70s awesome. So I think that's neat. It's a nice little retro throwback. Speaking of retro throwbacks, Toy Fair started putting in a new segment called Customizing 101. They used to do it back in the 90s, and I really liked it because you got to see how to redo toys, and I'm kind of an action figure nerd, so I always like to know that. And plus it helps you learn how to repair your toys, because some of my toys need repairing and gluing just isn't gonna cut it anymore. My poor Angel figure, his arm keeps falling off, and my Preacher figure, his white suit is now yellow. I would really like to know how to change that. Another thing I want to get in that's in the new Toy Fair is the Super Deformed Baroness. It's a series called Combat Heroes. They've done them for Marvel. They've done them for Indiana Jones. They've done them for a bunch of people. But this little cute Super Deformed Baroness, I must have it. And they're cheap, those little Super Deformed things. So they're, you know, they're worth getting. They're worth if you're into toys. Also, this is so cool, and I totally wish this was out when I was a kid. They've got an Endor battle playset and the Temple of Doom scene where they're in their little baskets, roller coaster riding through the mines. But it's all Lego. Like, there's this Lego AT-AT, Chewbacca's in it. There's, like, little Ewok Legos. They've got the Stormtroopers on the speeder bikes in Lego. They got the catapult. They got Leia, and all in Lego. It's awesome. And the Indiana Jones Temple of Doom roller coaster ride in the mine shaft looks really neat too, because they have like where Indiana Jones fights with the bad guy up on in the where they do the sacrifices, and then they've got the actual tracks and so I like toys. So yeah, I think that's really neat. If you're into Indiana Jones and Star Wars and Lego, it's all good. They also have a Beetlejuice action figure, which I think is wicked awesome cool. That looks really good. It's by NECA. They do really good movie action figures. I've gotten quite a few of theirs, actually. They also have some other action figures from Twilight. Now, I'm not like a big fan of Twilight. I haven't even read the books. I don't plan on it. I kind of just want to see the trashy movies and accept them for what they are, trashy movies. But the action figures look really good, so I think I might get some. You know how I like to get my girls. And then also they have a Watchmen toque where you look like Rorschach. Of course, the inkblot doesn't move, but it's pretty neat anyways if you're into that kind of stuff. And I am. I would totally wander around with a Rorschach face mask. People might think I'm about to rob them, though, so it might be a bad idea. Also, and lastly, in the new Toy Fair, which I thought was really cool, is they've done real lifelike action figures, 12 inches, for the Ghostbuster movies. So they've done Rey and they've done Egon. Apparently, it's going by rights basis. You know, they go to each actor and secure the rights, and then they're going to make the toy, obviously. So they don't know who else is going to be in the line, because it's all dependent on the actors. But I really, 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 really want to see a Sigourney Weaver one, because that would be awesome. Also, some miscellaneous comics I got at the comic book store, because I've got some big ones and these are the small ones. The traditional size comics, if you will. I got Nocturnal's Carnival of the Beasts. Now, Dan Burton is the illustrator and writer for this, and I was really excited to see that there's some new Nocturnals coming out, because he kind of ages these people as time goes on, so it's always good to see what's going to happen. He also got some other artists to submit some stuff and contribute short stories based on the other characters. So, like, there's some, like, the artists are actually really good. I quite like, there's Ruben Martinez and Victor Kalavashev. And he's really computery, that guy. And I really like them. They were good. And, of course, Brereton does this beautiful sort of realistic painting with watercolors. And he's done some great Batman comics. And the Nocturnals is his baby. It's about a group of people that are kind of like monsters to a certain extent. He's got a daughter. And I actually, his daughter is one of my Halloween costumes. But, of course, nobody ever knows who she is. Her name's Halloween Girl. And she has like this little container of toys. And her power is to like, the toys will get really big and protect her. So there's also like a fish woman and a ghost girl and a scarecrow guy and a raccoon guy. And her father is Doc Horror. And it's sort of leading into the sort of Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde story arc. So I'm curious to see where that's going to go. That's kind of cool. Dan Brereton finally putting some stuff out. I also got a Spider-Man comic because it was illustrated by Juan Do, and I really like his work. He's done a lot of covers for Marvel, so I was excited to see that he did the whole issue. And also, it was written by Tom Belland. Now, the art is fantastic. It's kind of simple, cartoony, you know, anime sort of influenced style. Definitely looks like something that should be on Saturday mornings. But the writing is terrible. And, you know, Tom Belland is not a bad writer. Like, he does this true life romance comic called True Story, Swear to God, about how he met his wife. But yeah, his Spider-Man was just cheesy as heck. I didn't like it at all. I'm sorry, Tom. But he got a good artist. Juan Do, way to go. And, you know, to be honest, a lot of my Marvel comics that I have, I don't get them for the plot. I get them for the art, so It's a win-win situation there. Anyways, I also got a new issue of Far West. And, you know, I really like this series. This is Richard Moore. He does anthropomorphic stuff sometimes. But he also does, what is that comic called? I have it at home. I own it. I want to call it Graveyard, but it's not. Oh my God, I can't believe I can't remember what that's called. But this one, Far West, is really good. And it's all about this sort of elf woman bounty hunter. And she, Boneyard, that's what it's called, is the other Richard Moore comic. Sorry. Boneyard. It's kind of gothy, but fun. But this, okay, so there's this elven creature girl, and she's like, it's in this fantasy world, and she's got like a bear that helps her, but it's sort of like a Western. So she's like a bounty hunter, and she catches like goblins and things. And they did a book, and they've done some other stuff. And I was just kind of like, I really liked it, and I wanted more. And so I'm happy to see that AP Entertainment Antarctic Press is putting out more. Richard Moore, Far West. If you're into that kind of thing, Western elf stories, I don't know. I'm not into that stuff. Like, I'm not, like, into Elf Quest, and I'm not into the funny animal stuff, but Richard Moore always manages to get me into that stuff. He did, like, some anthropomorphic comics that are really amazing, and I'm not really, like, I hate that stuff. But Richard Moore's good. And also, I found this little indie comic, because I went to two places and blew all my money. Of course, I went to my comic book store, which is Studio Neuf. But I also went to the Drawn and Quarterly comic book store. I try to avoid that place at all costs because I have a really hard time not buying stuff when I'm in there. So, but one of the things I got was this thing called Cartoon Dialectics. And I really like the art in this. It's kind of simple. It's, you know, it reminds me of a lot of people like Sam Heaty and what's his name? Kevin Huizenga. But it also, you know, I love it. It's by this guy, Tomas Kaczynski, and he is in Minneapolis. So you can find it at Drawn and Quarterly. It's a beautiful cover, and the art is really nice. And some of it's color, most of it's black and white. The stories are interesting. It's just a collection of short stories that he's had printed elsewhere. And I find them cute and clever. So yeah, check him out. What's his name again? Tomas Kaczynski. It doesn't have a website or anything. Here we go. Go to robot26.com. There you go, robot26.com. And you can find out more by this guy. Or you can just go to the Drawn and Quarterly comic book store and get it. So, you know, it's a balance. You can do anything you want. We're going to play some more music. I'm really, really into this CD that I'm going to play for you now. This is called Two Fingers, and it got a rave review in The Mirror by Rupert. So usually that's a good sign. So, of course, I went and listened to it because it's the new Amon Tobin, and I totally love him. And this CD is amazing. Just go get Two Fingers already. There's some wicked rap by this guy Sway that I really like. And of course, Eamon is just perfect for this kind of music. He was kind of doing this heavy metal industrial electronica, but now it's back to, well, it's a little heavy, but with the rap, it really balances out. So I quite like it. You're listening to CGLO 1690 AM. This is Straw Men featuring Sway, and then we'll do That Girl also featuring Sway. CGLO 1690.
They created a monster who created a montage of vivid images where I've been living in a place called England, where we never wait to be given what we make for a living. The government try take back, play your position, but Sway doesn't listen. He's on a mission to break worldwide, that's why he's raising the stakes. Same stake opposition, I'm trying to take off his plate. When he steps in the place, they shake like, and they're trying to take his place like, and whenever he steps in the rave like, whole crowd stop like bright, lights bright, and he rocked this thing till daylight. Steady trying to get the people what they like. He came a long way from the estate. I hear them talking, but talk is cheap. Money, so why they walk, I leave. I ain't trying to endorse the orchid speech. I am Dawson, Dawson's Creek. Meaning on the mainland, I am back. Kinda like the main on the lion's back. In this concrete jungle, my pride's intact. Cause if they roar, titans clash. I attack these fleet felines. No verses, I kill them with at least three lines. I am the mainland's highest rank. I'm the English captain with these three lines. Reach me easy like 3 feet high. Wanna shut me down like they were DTI. It's two fingers plus DCY. And we rep the scene like we were BPI. The competition see me as a pest, pest. Whatever I get, they get less, less. The whole campaign was a mess, mess. A whole champion. Pain to the press, press, and I get bookings on the rest, rest. They only get bookings under the rest, rest. All trader, I write checks, checks. Give it a rest, giving it a rest, rest. Bad guy, okay. I bring the drama like it's roleplay. When it comes to beef, I feel no weight. Ice box to the heart, I feel no pain. If all of the haters, I say no names. Cause I ain't trying to give haters no fame. When it comes to arms, I watch no face. I come up with them arms, I wash your face. Don't get captured by the captions. Never get wrapped up in the rapture. Don't get caught up in the rapping. You'll end up wrapped up in the black. So your soul for the fold of platinum. Have the devil in your pocket like a folding napkin. Loads of rappers really ain't rolled, they're acting. And most of them are scared of the roles they're acting. The truth is they really ain't holding. Mac-10s ain't loading. Up the magazines like, but they shoot for magazines like. Cause they ain't really G's like. See real killers in the freeze like. In beef, they run into police like. Cause they don't really want another street. Like, never leaving their own height. But if you energy, you need to leave it alone like. Only bet all they hold is a pro mic. And they ain't letting nothing go, that's why they always screaming out. They always screaming out. But they got no tech, no 4-5. Just technics spinning on 4-5. Gun fingers don't take no life. Without the darkness, there be no light. And I'm the light, that's no lie. I'm sometimes the guy that they don't like. Cause I spread positive vibes like don't fight. Yeah, they ain't ready for this British king. Tryna do the numbers like chipping pin. Can't afford to pay the haters, no mind. Unless you all start chipping in.
Heavy-ass rock, badass metal, and kick-ass hardcore, every Wednesday night at 9 with Turn Down the Sun.
Thank you. so shady. You see the best of my eyes, my legs to my thighs, my chest to my eyes, I'm best to my eyes. She's over fine. If I'm dreaming, bitch me, shake, shake me, slap me, punch me, wake me, like wake you, don't rain me, rain me. She sings for the rest of your rainy, rainy. And she knows it. And she shows it. If looks good, kill this is. And she rolls it. It doesn't mean she's a, cause she likes to have. She might come back to your hotel, but you won't get. She might drink all your drinks, but she won't get. And you can watch her, but don't touch her, bro, don't get. It doesn't mean she's a, cause she's always in a. She might dress like a, but she's always a. It doesn't mean she's a, cause she comes to your. She'll always end up on top, when it comes to the.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is the Onomatopoeia Show, where we talk about all graphic arts all the time. And that was Sway with Two Fingers from their self-titled debut. And it was That Girl. And before that was Strawman. It was awesome. I'm so in love with that CD. There's even like two girls on it that do some rap. But they remind me a lot of Amanda Blank, which I find kind of disappointing because Amanda Blank's one of a kind. Don't copy that girl. She, of course, raps with Spank Rock. If you've ever listened to them, they're awesome. And I would play them, but maybe, yeah, if I did a show about adult comics, I'd probably play Spank Rock. Speaking of adult comics, one of the books I got that has adult comics in it is Erotic Comics Volume 2. It's an overview and a history of erotic comics. I found this book weird because I actually read a lot of erotic comics, and there's some strange things that he decided to include and not include. One of them is Richard Moore, who we were just talking about, is an excellent adult comic illustrator. He also did not include Molly Kiley and Colleen Coover, who also two females that do excellent girl adult comics. But then he gave four pages to this girl, Jessica Fink, who is fantastic. I'm not denying it. I actually like her stuff and have bought some of those fantagraphic anthologies like Head and Cream and stuff, that only because she's in it. Like, I do like Jessica Fink, but she gets like five pages of art devoted to her when you could have given some to Molly Kiley or, say, Colleen Coover or even Rebecca, the woman who does Housewives at Play. Like, there's a lot of really cool, awesome girl cartoonists doing adult comics. And so, yeah, I found some of the stuff that he didn't have in there really disappointing, because he really tries to do this, an overview. I believe his name is Tim Pilcher. That's who I mean when I say him. He talks about Giovanna Casotto, which is awesome. He does a bit on Japanese manga. He does a bunch of stuff on the gay comics. And, like, he talks about all sorts of neat stuff, like the 60s, the British adult comics, European art, and, like, yeah, I just found it really odd that he chose not to include those three women, for example. It's really good though. It's a nice little overview, and I highly recommend it if you're into adult comics. You can't really go wrong. There's even, you know, one of the things they had in here that I thought was really fascinating is just this one cartoonist who's been creating comics for your cell phone. What's their name here? John Mayberry. It's called Space Babe 113. John Mayberry. Check it out. It's rokcomics.com. And so, like, he's been doing it on a PDA. And so I guess you can watch it on one of those too and read it on one of those. But it's like, I thought that was such an interesting and innovative use of technology. So yeah, I do recommend Erotic Comics Volume 2. I got to get the first one because that's all like the Tijuana Bibles and stuff. I like that kind of thing. Anyways, also, let's see. I got a new comics journal, which I found mildly disappointing because the format's totally changed and it seems like the passion is totally gone from the journal, especially now that I'm reading all these ones from the 80s and 90s again. And I went to a library sale yesterday. It was excellent. It's out on Bellachas. If you get a new issue of The Mirror and it's on like the first page, you know, when they talk about all the things that are happening in the community, and where the letters are. So you go and it's free to get in and everything's pretty much a dollar. Some of it's even 50 cents to 25 cents. I got a new issue, or not a new, a 2003 issue of Interview Magazine. And it was kind of neat because it had like an article about Nina Simone written by Elton John. It had Michael Jackson interviewing Pharrell, which is the main reason why I got it. Had Cyndi Lauper interviewing Christina Aguilera, and they had some really interesting things to say to each other. I thought that was cool. And there was this a big, huge section of advertisement art by this artist, Ruben Toledo, and I really enjoyed the art, but it was just bizarre because it's all like rock and roll, right? Because it's an Interview Magazine. Illustrations, and they're fashion illustrations, but they're also advertisements. So like there's this one I really like with this hot chick, and she's all in yellow, but she's advertising Hummer cars, and like it's just really weird, you know, like hair products and Lancome makeup, and yeah, I don't know, but I just, the art is really neat. This guy Ruben Toledo is, I've not seen his work before, and I ripped those pages right out of that Interview Magazine. They're mine now. Well, I paid 25 cents for it. It was great deal. So it's on Bellachast. All I have to do is go out to the Blue Line St. Michael SkyTrain, Metro station. I'm from Vancouver. Sometimes I call the Metro a SkyTrain by accident. And so, yeah, you just go out there and then you take like the 67 South and you get off at Bellechasse and you walk like two blocks and you're at the library sale. And they're constantly putting out new stuff. Also, there's a lot of French books and a lot of French comics and a lot of French kids stuff. So if that's your cup of tea, go check it out. But they also did have some English, so I was pretty excited about that. When I was putting together the music for this show, it was sunny and beautiful out at Park Extension, and then I get out here and it's at the Loyola campus and it's gray and miserable. It's probably even raining and I'm not even prepared for it. It was freezing cold out too. I thought after yesterday it would still be just a teeny bit warm. I thought I was like overdressed and I'm like shivering. The track is called Barefoot. It's by Roots Manuva and King Kuba. I totally love this song and I'm so in love with Roots Manuva. Like you would not believe. I have pictures of him on my wall. Like I would love to marry this man. But I just love the way he raps. He's got such an excellent way with rapping. Words, and he's not a lazy rapper. It's languid. He's got a languid voice. I love it. And Barefoot is such a great summer song. Banging. So anyways, CJLO 1690 AM. Next week we'll have something with a lot more research behind it, I promise. and it'll be good comic-y goodness. So here is Roots Manuva and King Kuba with Barefoot.
Too tight for you, and how the sunshine bring a new light to you. Synergy boiling, run for the fall. It's dangerous, remove the oil. Jump in the blue sea, cleanse your cut piece. You really don't need that piece. Hey, masseuse, bring forth the juice, discard the goose. Ah, you really don't need that gander. Run forth and help the poor panda. Mystic, rub your body in pomander. And I just saw a salamander. Put your hand in the sand, exfoliate your skin, cause there's no place to hide your cheesy grin. Cause the sun brings forth the vitamin. Don't you go too crazy. Cognac and weed make you lazy. Enjoy it while you can, and please stay away from the big bad hand. Jesus wouldn't like it, neither would Paul. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. The clutch is no good, the engine's stalled. But right now, it's okay. But right now, it's alright. We're living like it's the very last day. glad you heard those tools. Sunshine is bad, it's just your head to afros. Barefoot, beach ball, mind you heard those tools. Sunshine is bad, it's just your head to afros. Barefoot, beach ball, mind you heard those tools. Sunshine is bad, it's just your head to afros.